Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 16, What the Exercise Habit Did for Me, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hello, happy Monday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you for free. I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your narrator for all things health, including diet, fitness, nutrition, and lots more. Just like the podcast Optimal Living Daily or Optimal Finance Daily, but we're focused here on health and wellness blogs instead. Today's author, Leo, went from smoking and a bad diet to healthy eating and exercise. He quit smoking. He lost 65 pounds. He's just made so many life changes. And if you're familiar with my story, that actually sounds really familiar. When I was younger, I didn't follow a whole lot of healthy behaviors. I had to change all of those after I got diagnosed with a chronic disease. So that's why I like reading from Leo's blog so much. I can definitely relate to his story. He writes at zenhabits.net, a blog with over 2 million readers. It would be pretty awesome if we could get 2 million listeners. So on that note, if you want to help keep this show going, why not show someone else how to subscribe? It'd be a huge help to keep it growing. And that should do it for the intro, so let's hear today's post and start optimizing your life. What the Exercise Habit Did for Me, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. There was a point in my life, back in 2005 and earlier, when I couldn't exercise regularly. I really wanted to. I knew I should, but I couldn't. Some of you might be in this boat today. I'm here to tell you, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with you. Not being able to exercise regularly is the norm, and it isn't a deficiency in who you are. It's a deficiency in your method. Today, I exercise on a very regular basis, anywhere from 4 to 6 times per week, depending on how you count. For example, is racing my kids up a hill or taking a 30-minute walk for pleasure considered exercise? What changed for me was I learned better methods. I didn't have to change who I was in order to start exercising. But here's the surprise for me. Exercising regularly changed who I was. I'm not the same person I was 9 years ago. I'm thinner and healthier, with more muscle for one thing. But I've also gotten out of debt, improved my relationships, become a better dad, and started my own business. Did exercise do all that? Yes. It changed me in such powerful ways that I was able to achieve all of that. Here are a few of the ways the exercise habit has changed me. Number one, I trust myself more. Before, when I started exercising, I didn't really believe in my ability to stick to the plan. I mean, I told myself I was going to, but there was always doubt. I've built trust by exercising regularly. This has made me much more likely to do everything else. Number two, I'm healthier. People underestimate the impact that bad health has on the rest of your life, but I've discovered that investing time and energy into getting myself healthy pays off in big ways. I feel better all the time, which allows me to have the energy to work projects, for family, for learning. It took a while before I got healthier, but I noticed dramatic improvements in the first year, and then gradual but steady improvements for years after that. Number three, I'm stronger and more confident. I honestly was in very bad shape before. This made me feel bad about myself and embarrassed. Now that I do strength training, run, walk, and play in various ways, I'm stronger, fitter, and feel great about myself. I'm comfortable taking my shirt off in public. I feel good walking around. Now, I'm not saying you should be embarrassed if you're fat. I'm only observing the change that I went through. Number 4, I'm setting a good example for my kids. My biggest contribution as a dad, besides just loving my kids, is the example I set for them. I can talk their ears off about responsibility and consideration and yada yada, but unless I walk the walk, the message doesn't really get to them. By exercising regularly and occasionally doing some crazy fitness stuff, I'm showing my kids what a healthy adult looks like, what a healthy lifestyle might be, what's possible. Number 5, I learned how to motivate myself. Exercise is mainly a problem of motivation. I've used exercise partners, public accountability, challenges, and more to motivate myself to exercise. I need those less now because I know how good exercise is for me, and I actually enjoy the process. But I can use what I learned to get myself to start other habits, like meditation and writing and healthy eating. Those are just 5 changes, but they're game changers. They have changed my entire life. They've completely changed me. I'm not at all the same person I was 9 years ago, and exercise has played a huge role in that. So what works in getting yourself to form the exercise habit? I mentioned a few above, but here's what I recommend. 1, make a big commitment to yourself and to others. Not big as in, I'll run 10 miles a day, but as in, I will absolutely not fail in this commitment. And do not let yourself fail. Number 2, pick a daily trigger. Something in your routine already that happens every day. Put up all kinds of reminders, physical and digital, so you don't forget to do your new habit when the trigger rolls around. Number 3, have a workout partner. This is the best method. If you can't, at least find an accountability group online. Number 4, enjoy the habit. This is really key. Don't punish yourself, but enjoy it. Number 5, don't miss 2 days in a row. Sometimes life gets in the way and you have to skip a workout for whatever reason. Don't allow it to happen twice in a row, ever. Number 6, start small. If you've read this site before, you knew I was going to say this, but it's so important. When I started running, I couldn't go for 10 minutes, so I went for 5, then 7, then 9. Eventually, I ran a 5K, then a half marathon, then a marathon. Eventually, I ran a 50-miler, but I started with just 5 minutes. And finally, number 7, just lace up your shoes and get out the door. That's all you should think about. It's so easy, you can't say no. You can do this. It'll change your life. You have just listened to the post titled, What the Exercise Habit Did for Me, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What I really like about Leo Babauta's post here is that it actually reflects a lot of what I tell my students when I teach them about changing their habits or helping others change their behaviors. He mentions starting small and using triggers. If you really enjoy this topic, one of the best videos out there is a TED Talk by a gentleman named B.J. Fogg. Dr. BJ Fogg is actually a consultant up at Stanford University. He actually started in business and marketing, and he found that human behavior fascinated him. He and his students have developed a number of apps, many of them very, very successful, for large companies like Facebook. So if you search for his TED Talk, just search TED Talk BJ Fogg. He has a wonderful presentation on how to start small and how to set up those triggers for yourselves. It's worked like a charm. I've actually used it in practice quite a bit. So again, I feel like Leo's post here was right on the nose, and I was so glad to see that Leo was so successful with his behavior change. Once again, a really simple way to show some support for this podcast is to show someone else how to subscribe, or simply grab their phone from them and subscribe for them. No, but seriously, if you know anyone who reads blogs and might want to listen on the go instead, send them our way. We'd really appreciate it. Tomorrow, we'll be hearing from Steve Pavlina and how he varied his exercise routine. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.